Indigenous community groups have raised concerns about the rollout of the Northern Territory Government's 12-month pepper spray trial. From next month, approved members of the public will be able to buy pepper spray over the counter from eligible gun shops across the Northern Territory. The CLP government says the trial empowers Territorians to protect themselves. Enna Shree from the Justice Not Jails advocacy group says she's worried it will increase dangerous uses of the spray.
So we know it's a dangerous product. It's a chemical weapon. The checks and balances are not in place. So anyone, as long as you don't have a criminal conviction, can go and buy it. But when I've checked also on the website, it's based on a self-declaration. So I'm still concerned that anyone could go and buy this and then use it for purposes where it's not designed.
The Northern Territory Police Union has also expressed concern the spray could be used against officers, making their job more dangerous. Two 17-year-old boys have been arrested and charged after the second knife crime in one day at a shopping centre at Charlestown near Lake Macquarie in New South Wales. The arrest comes just hours after an elderly man was fatally stabbed in the car park at the same shopping centre. Police were called to the Charlestown Shopping Centre on Ridley Street on Wednesday evening after reports of the second assault. Officers found a 32-year-old man with stab wounds to his arm. The man was treated by paramedics at the scene before being taken to John Hunter Hospital. The Brisbane's Magistrates Court has accepted police safety concerns and ruled a pro-Palestinian march can't go ahead on Brisbane's Story Bridge this Sunday. It's part of a national day of action against Israel's escalating war in Gaza, and the Brisbane organisers say they still intend to demonstrate in some form. The organisers also say they may appeal the court decision, and while they respect the court, they disagree with the ruling. Rimar Naj is an organiser with Justice for Palestine. She spoke outside the court.
We're here in the first place because Israel is committing a genocide. According to the International Court of Justice, there's a plausible genocide occurring, and our government has an obligation to prevent and punish genocide. Peaceful assembly is not unlawful.
Israel denies it is committing genocide, and the International Court of Justice has not made a final ruling on it. Residents in New South Wales will fare well the long period of heavy rain that has impacted the eastern part of the state. On Thursday 21st, bodies of a father and son were found in the water after their car crashed into a river at St Albans, northwest of Sydney, on Wednesday. The State Emergency Service has issued 42 flood warnings in different areas, while the agency has responded to over 627 calls since Wednesday, including 10 flood rescues. The Bureau of Meteorology says from Friday morning, the rain will pull away from the coast and residents can expect drier weather on the way. Mandatory child safety training and national register of carers will be on the agenda when Australia's education ministers gather for a crucial meeting today. The federal government is set to table $189 million worth of funding over 4 years to tackle the problem in the sector, describing it as the biggest child safety package early learning has ever seen. Backing up recently made tweaks to the Working with Children's Check, which made bans nationally applicable, Federal Minister Jason Clare wants an education register designed to let regulators see who is working in childcare centres and where. Along with mandatory training, the meeting is set to tackle a national CCTV assessment, more centre spot checks, a mobile phone ban, and harsher penalties for breaches of standards. Victoria's Parliament has already adopted all recommendations from the Rapid Child Safety Review. Victoria's Minister for Children, Lizzie Blandhorn, says while new laws will not be foolproof, they will offer much greater protections.
It's actually at the moment easier to be trusted with children than to pour a pint at the pub. To get a responsible service of alcohol certificate, you need to do a day of training and then pass a test. To get a working with children check right now, you just go through a police screening process. The way that pedophiles operate means that we will never be able to have no dangerous people working with children. What we have to do and what training will do is arm every other safe adult with the tools they need to spot that person.
Business groups have urged the federal government to follow through on crucial reforms brought up during the productivity roundtable. The three-day economic summit wrapped up with Treasurer Jim Chalmers announcing areas for reform that could be brought in quickly, such as speeding up building approvals and reforming environmental laws. But the Treasurer flagged more work was needed for an overhaul for making the tax system fairer. Business Council of Australia Chief Executive Bran Black said the government needed to act on goodwill from the roundtable and make the reforms come into effect quickly over the next 12 months. Australia has joined allies in rebuking Israel over its plan to build illegal settlements in the West Bank as the diplomatic stoush between two nations deepens. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has released a joint statement alongside her counterparts from 20 countries, including Canada, Italy, Japan, and the UK, calling on Israel to immediately reverse its decision to construct 3,400 homes in the E1 area of Jerusalem. The plan devised by Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich would effectively cut the Palestinian-controlled West Bank into two. The joint statement said that the plan will undermine security and fuel further violence and instability, as well as making a two-state solution impossible by dividing any Palestinian state and restricting Palestinian access to Jerusalem. The Office of the Victorian Information Commissioner has found the University of Melbourne breached Victoria's privacy laws by using information to track students involved in a 2024 pro-Palestinian protest. It says the university breached two information privacy principles when it used a combination of student Wi-Fi location data, student card photographs, and CCTV footage to identify student protesters. The breaches are described as being serious and antithetical to human rights. University of Melbourne's Chief Operating Officer, Katrina Kobobarsis, says the university acknowledges that it could have provided clearer, active notice to students and staff members in relation to the use of Wi-Fi location data, and a number of remedial actions are progressing. Opposition leader Susan Lee has put the government on notice over its latest proposal to reduce spending growth in the NDIS. The Thriving Kids program is designed to provide an alternative support system for children with mild to moderate autism or developmental delays, with the government saying the NDIS is not the right fit. Backed by an initial $2 million in federal funding and expected to be jointly funded by states, the program is due to begin rolling out from July 2026. Ms. Lee says she's committed to taking a constructive approach to reforming the NDIS, but she remains sceptical of the government's approach.
People are depending on the NDIS, particularly young children. And we know that the plan the government has is for the states to take that over. But that plan is falling apart. There's no certainty for those families. There's no understanding of what it means for those young people who will no longer be covered. So these kids had better not fall through the cracks, Prime Minister, because we will be watching very closely. We're constructive where we need to be and can be, but we will call this out if it runs off the rails.
And in sport, AFL chief Andrew Dillon has acknowledged the code has more work to do after six players have been suspended within 16 months for using homophobic slurs. This week, Adelaide's Isaac Rankin copped a four-game ban for homophobic comments directed at an unnamed Collingwood player. Rankin has since apologised for his behaviour, saying it's no place either in football or in the community. Mr. Dillon says the language Rankin used was offensive, hurtful, and highly inappropriate.
I know people in the LGBTQI plus community are hurting when an incident like this occurs. One incident is one too many, and the fact there have been multiple incidents over the last 18 months shows there is still much work to do. Players get taunted, players get provoked. But when the line is crossed, there must be accountability, and in this instance, Isaac is paying a significant price.
Carlton coach Michael Voss says he's not expecting good news from Tom De Koning when the star-free agent announces his future plans. The influential ruckman played what is almost certain to be his final game for the Blues last night, marking his 100th appearance in a 13-12 win over Essendon. Carlton president Robert Priestley acknowledged the milestone in the MCG rooms before the 26-year-old thanked teammates and fans, saying, "Keep going and do good things soon. So all the best. Thanks for all the good times over the past 8 years." De Koning has had a record-breaking contract offer from St Kilda on the table for much of this year, one of the biggest in the AFL history. And now for weather. Perth is seeing possible showers at 19. Darwin is sunny at 33. Brisbane is mostly sunny at 24. Cairns is mostly sunny at 27. Sydney is seeing a shower or two at 19. Canberra is partly cloudy at 18. Melbourne is possible showers at 19. Hobart is seeing showers at 18. And Adelaide is also seeing showers at 18. And that's all for today. You're listening to NITV Radio.